Hello everyone and welcome to the Declarative and Minimalistic Computing Dev Room at FOSDEM 2022. Like last year, FOSDEM 2022 is an online event. The last 3 years have been really hard for everyone, and as we continue to learn living with COVID, here's hoping we'll be able to meet you all again soon. This talk was prepared by Oliver, Piotr and yours truly. Professor John McCarthy once said, "Program designers have a tendency to think of the users as idiots who need to be controlled. They should rather think of their programs as a servant whose master, the user, should be able to control it. If designers and programmers think about the apparent mental qualities that their programs will have, they will create programs that are easier and pleasanter, more humane to deal with." With his work, Professor John McCarthy pioneered artificial intelligence as we know it today, and gave the world the gift of the Lisp programming language and all the Lisp dialects that were inspired from it. In a sense, he kick-started the modern computing era. But his words were forgotten. Today's programs try to control how the user interacts with them, and the tools we, as programmers, used to develop are becoming more and more strict on what we can do and how we can do it. Let's discuss a very common scenario. We will assume you want to develop an Android app. The official way of developing an app is through Android Studio. You're writing your app, you compile it, you run it, hoping it will do everything in the expected way. And of course, it will fail. It will fail because something happened that was not supposed to happen. You will then have to debug the program into correctness by following the state of every variable to figure out what is causing the issue you're having. Is this what we really want? What if I could tell you there's another way? You can write code that will state what the desired outcome is. It will get an input, it will return an output, and it will not touch the state of anything else. And all that while being able to output these changes live, allowing the developer to directly see what they are working on. This allows for much faster prototyping in early stages, while still being able to reason exactly what the code does. And of course, later, deploy to production without having to rewrite everything, as is the case with another language named after a snake. This is why Lisp is the second oldest language in existence, because of the power it gives to the programmer to do what needs to be done, without worrying about how it will happen. Lisp frees the programmer to think of solutions, not problems. In companies, it is said that one should worry about the competitor only when they hear they are using Lisp.
What is GIX Europe? Well, GIX Europe is the legal non-for-profit association with the aim of providing the legal home for the GIX project. GIX Europe, just as stated, is a legal non-for-profit based in France, with most members consisting of core contributors or at least persons who are strongly interested and passionate about the potential that GIX has as a software platform to resolve problems or issues in the computer and software domain. So please consider joining the association to protect and help advance the state of GIX and declarative and minimalistic computing languages for that matter as well. Now, any questions? We hope that you will enjoy all the other really great talks from our speakers, and please make sure to watch the talk from William Baird called the Rational Exploration of McCartney's. Now, will we be available for any questions?
Thank you for watching this talk. We hope you will enjoy all the other really great talks from our speakers. Please make sure to watch the talk from William Baird called A Relational Exploration of MacArthur's AMP. Now we will be available for any questions. Okay, thank you everyone for coming. Okay, can you hear me? I'm not sure. Does it work? Okay, so thank you all for coming. I hope you will enjoy our lineup of the really awesome talks that we have. And yeah, like ideally, I wanted Oliver to be online right now so he could continue with his talk, but unfortunately for technical reasons he's not here. Oliver, if you can hear this, please join. Yeah. So is there anything you... Okay, so I'm a bit... Okay, so a question from Piotr. What was the hardest thing about organizing this day? So it's... First of all, you have to make sure that you define the purpose of this dev room. It is important to make clear what can be included, what is the purpose of this dev room. In our case, we want to support any language that promotes what we discuss in this talk. So we, we need to then, when we have decided what we want to concentrate on, we need to make sure that we attract the best speaker we can get. And as you will see in the rest of the day, we have really, really good speakers. And yeah, by the way, it would be really nice if you could upvote the questions so I could see them on the right, because the way the UI works, I have to go back and forth. Yeah. Anything else? By the way, it's also a good opportunity to mention Geeks Europe, because Oliver would want me to do that, which is a... Wait, give me... Christine, thank you. It's really nice to hear that. Like, we are trying every year to improve and grow as a room and to attract even better talks. And also, something really important for our dev room is to be as open as possible to everybody. Like, openness is really important for us. Shortly, we will start to continue with the next talk from JJ. So about McCarthy, I think that my the video makes a much better work of giving a really short summary of what he did. McCarthy is one of the people that it was we were lucky as a human species to have to for him to for his work to have his work. And we wouldn't be here with all with we wouldn't have all these Lisp languages if he didn't start with all of this. Yes, please make sure to watch William's talk on William's talk later today. William is one of the best speakers we have. We do have a lot of all of our speakers are great, but William is really good, really, really good. Well, Python, I try to avoid saying this name here. Also to avoid anybody thinking that I may have taken a dig at Python. I cannot confirm anything. From experience, like from all the projects I have worked on, every time we started with Python, we ended up rewriting everything, something else. In our case, it was Clojure. Yeah, so later I will share a really nice paper on this room about writing in a language that you can prototype and then use in production with very little rewrite. And Piotr, thank you for making me a bit less nervous. Right now, I still. People, it should be less than a minute now. So if you want to ask anything else, or I think that's. It's like the prototype to production, it's really important because at the beginning you need to be able to prototype fast. But then, like it's, I have seen many times in many companies that things that were supposed to be prototypes stay in production for much, like they migrate to production without any rights and stay there and be really slow. And you're like, okay, what happened? Why is it so slow? And this is how we end up with really shitty services. Then somebody has to rewrite everything from scratch. That's what we solve with Lisp languages. People, thank you.